This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studio in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit shoptalkpodcaststudio.com.
I'm Santuan.
I'm Antoine.
And we the Connected Experience.
Bro, what's the Connected Experience?
It's a lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Our lifestyle.
How that lifestyle treat you.
Man, I can't even complain about the lifestyle, man. Just chilling, man. So what's in your title, bro?
Man, Remember I told you I'm just revisiting an album, man. So I just been on the Cash Money kick, because I said that about the Juvenile 400 degrees. Yeah. That Hot Boys, man, Guerrilla Warfare.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's the album or the Juvenile got some crazy verses on that bitch.
Since we're talking about Cash Money, this is not what's in my title,
Guerrilla Warfare was in my
BG has not changed the way he raps since It's All On You Volume 1. You could press play on It's All On You Volume 1 and then press play on any other BG album and it's patterned exactly the same.
But what if he found his niche and he go for a certain amount
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm not saying he didn't. That's why none of his albums are ever in discussion.
You mentioned BG. Yeah. And
that's why when we talk about 400 Degrees, none of BG albums even come close to that. And they all had the same tools. They had the same tools. Yeah. So that's why I said that.
I'm definitely in the mind frame that nigga, they just was recording and then was like.
Whatever land. But you know a Juvenile song from a BG song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what's in my title was Coop the Real. That nigga Coop the Real is from Pontiac.
Yeah.
And my favorite song from Coop the Real is Best Kept Secret. If you never heard Coop the Real and you never heard Best Kept Secret, I would just put that in YouTube. He a East Side Pontiac nigga, and he be spitting that shit. He tell them niggas, "Feds watching my niggas, but we still kick it." You know what I'm saying? And that niggas be in them type of situations. You remember we had the one nigga up here who was from Pontiac. He said he was in jail, and then he said he was getting out. That was a couple years ago. So if anybody fuck with Coop the Real out there and he out, nigga, come up here, nigga. We listen to you for real, nigga. I remember you had Street Lords on your shit, nigga.
Yeah.
That's how Andre Robinson put us up on Coop the Real, nigga.
Yeah.
He had Blade on his shit early. Yeah, he had a Blade on his shit early. Man, we got a guest though.
Yeah, we got a couple guests.
Yeah. So I'm at work one day, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the only nigga in the building, right? Like literally the only nigga in the building.
Yeah,
and I keep seeing this one nigga come, but he come at a certain time. And so one day I catch the nigga, "Hey, we niggas." What up type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Then we get to kicking it. And we got way too much in common not to then cross paths 1,000 times, man. And that's my nigga. I call him Chuck. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the name he told me.
Right.
But
Eastside nigga.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have 7 different aliases.
You know what I'm saying?
You never know. 4 IDs, 7 aliases.
Yeah, but the Eastside always been good to us. Because like I tell any nigga who from the Eastside, man, we spent a whole lot of time on East Warren and Devonshire for years. And that was the most fun I ever had at that time period in my life, man. So we get to kicking it, chopping it up, and he say, "Well, my homeboy got the clothing line." And I say, "Well, do we feel comfortable coming to talk about what he do?" He said, "Yeah." So he put us in contact with the clothing line, 6 and 75, you know what I'm saying? And the nigga name rhyme, but I don't know what he want to be called.
Everybody knows me by Ryan, so that's cool.
So it's nice to meet you, bro. I'm SJ. That's my brother AJ.
Nice to meet you.
Outside of being a Connected Experience, we are individual people. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about the Eastside, bro, because you obviously grew up on the Eastside as well.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that how y'all know each other?
No, actually, me and my man went to high school together.
He ain't right.
I met him in we went to high school together, right?
Yeah.
And it was just on some what up, you know, da da da. So then we ended up going to college together.
Now, what college did y'all go to?
We went to Norfolk University.
Midland, Michigan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because my man who he just said put us on Coop the Real, he went to Northwood.
Okay, who?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's older though. When you said Northwood, it wasn't nothing new to me. I know sometimes you might say that to a nigga, they'd be like, "What?"
Right,
yeah, yeah, that's why I'm like, "Oh, up here."
Northwood, see you take a right.
Now I know the homie went for basketball. Did you also go for basketball or sports?
Actually, no, I went up there for fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the only school I found to have fashion as a
And that's crazy being way up there with them white people.
Yeah, man, you know what? In all honesty, I didn't know nothing about applying for colleges or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was legit the first person in my family to go to college.
And what age range are you? I mean, we talking about the clothes and shit, but when I hear that, like, that always, like, stick out to me. Like, what year did you graduate high school?
2002.
Okay, so, yeah, we graduated in 2000. So when you say the first person in your family, do you mean, like, your household, or do you mean, like...
Your real family, my, grandmas, like, kids, yeah. grandmas, aunties.
The family, yeah. The whole from grandma, yeah. auntie, all yeah. that.
Now, was it a lot of pressure?
Hold on, man. Let me get my shit off. Yeah, feel me? Is this a big family? Because I'm just saying, our family big as hell, right? So if I said my grandma got 7 kids, and out of them 7 kids, everybody got at least 3, and some people got 6 and more. So if I was the first person in my family to go to college,
that skipped a lot of people.
Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
So I would say this, my immediate family, like, it'd be like my mama, she got 2 sisters and a brother.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest grandchild.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I was the first. Real talk.
Now, like bro said, was that a lot of pressure?
Nah, not at all. Okay. Not at all. It was just more so like, you know, the regular, you go to school, graduate, go to college.
Had no idea that going to college would put you in the worst position that they could actually possibly put you in.
Yeah.
And that was marketed perfect, too. Because we've been talking about how all of this shit is really just marketing and it plans and it worked. Like, and that actually worked, like, you know what I'm saying? That actually worked so good. Because that actually set black people back, bro. That type of debt.
Yeah.
That type of debt set you.
Real
because
talk.
The crazy part is we didn't even know we was acquiring that as debt. You didn't know what none of that shit meant.
None of it.
When you
none of it.
Every college campus, the first day you there, they have people walking around signing you up for credit cards, knowing that you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
That's from
they assume you don't know because you looking at it through a lens of your people didn't explain it to you.
Right.
Exactly.
Somebody parents told them.
Right, but like, I'm saying, but you know it's a lick.
Child,
hell no. You
better
not.
It's gonna be somebody with credit cards. You already got good credit. Don't worry about it. You've been on my shit since you've been 7.
Right.
You see what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
Because remember, as you start to learn and stuff, you got to stop looking at it through the lens that you were taught in the lens of
the scope and how it works.
So so y'all got back cool in college? It ain't a lot of niggas out there.
No,
right?
it wasn't even really like got back cool.
I mean, but
yeah. So we basically had like mutual friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like one of my good friends is that I know from middle school, went to high school with us, they hooped together, it was like this, a whole connection of everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Then, but being with all them white folks, it got a love.
Yeah,
and what's the odds of a nigga that I went to high school with way up here with all these white folks?
When we, our class year was the most black people they ever had at their school.
History.
For real? How many Negroes would you say was up there?
Before us?
No, at this time.
Man, it was...
50?
Because I think we came...
No, we came
It was
deep.
Close to 100. Yeah. 100.
Definitely.
Something like that.
That sound wild on a college campus. Like, now if it's only 500 students, 100 niggas, that's different. But it's thousands of people up here.
It's a culture shock for sure. Like, real talk.
Talk about how that shocked you though, because by even using the term culture shock, like, what was so drastically different?
Just being 100, just being around a bunch of white people.
Yeah.
Like, real talk, like. Only,
come on, man.
Only,
we from the east side. The only white people, police and crackheads.
And teachers. People in authoritative positions.
We was lucky because we grew up around white people, so that automatically let us know we are playing. Y'all poorer than us. You see what I'm saying? We don't even look at you as rich, as nothing but trailer park, just like they looking at them as a project.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But that would be a culture shock.
A super culture shock.
And a lot of people like be afraid to admit that. Nah, because actually growing up in an all black community is a great thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You feel what
definitely,
I'm saying?
Definitely.
So because everybody in power should look like you. Everybody who patrol, this is how I feel, should look like you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think in no city you should even be able to be an authoritative figure if you don't live there.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to do city work if you don't live there.
Had that in back in the day, though, because when they was running out with the big fours and shit, they say all them Polish people was in Sterling Heights and they was coming down being Detroit
police.
And they was whooping their ass and all that shit. He said, if you don't live in Detroit, you can't be police in Detroit because
you don't give a fuck about
it. It's an accountability thing.
You're gonna treat
a motherfucker a lot better if it's a chance he catch your ass in Walmart somewhere. your ass coming out the dinner.
And when you live in the city and you do shit like fireman or police or whatever, you really know the city. So if I'm patrolling this beat for 5 years, 6 years, Nigga, I remember when they brought you home.
Exactly.
Now I'm 25 years in the game. Boy, I know I should slap the shit out of you for your mama. Because when I take her to you, she go slap you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that I think that that's how it should be now, because we don't live in neighborhoods. We live in hoods. And niggas is proud of their hood. But y'all destroying the neighborhood, turning it into a hood. Like, right. The old lady shouldn't be scared for her grandkids to come outside in her neighborhood. But in the hood, you don't want the babies outside playing.
And to be clear, like, our neighborhood, like I say, my neighborhood was a good neighborhood. It was the hood that motherfuckers moved to get out of bad neighborhoods. Yeah. So you had a cluster of people, like some motherfuckers from Linwood, some niggas from Dexter.
And what is your neighborhood?
Like the Outer Drive Hayes area. Yeah, on the east side. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was
what's your neighborhood?
Same.
Basically, up now
Hayes area. So it was people who like got their good job and moved. This is their first house and all that stuff. So everybody grew up together. So like once, you know, you got some of that old hood shit in you, but you just take care of your shit a little more.
Yeah.
So like I said, the old people come down the street, you put the weed behind your back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, you need some help with them groceries or whatever.
Yeah, you pull your pants up and you don't cuss in front of them. Right, exactly.
Stop the dice game real quick. You know,
everything was ma'am. So.
Yeah. Stop the dice game. Fuck all that. You try to hit dice.
Back to the culture shock. So how did y'all adjust to that?
Because
it's an adjustment.
Yeah, in all honesty, we just stuck together. Like, and it's, now that I think about it, it was kind of weird because we were all pretty much in the same dorm hallway. he was on the other side, but for the most part, we was all in the same dorm hallway. So it was kind of like,
they knew what's
happening. Hey, man, you know.
Now, let me ask you this, right? Since it was a culture shock for you, because the type of culture shock that it might be to some white people with that influxuation of black people, do you feel like that it was, they did y'all a positive or a solid by putting y'all all together?
Yeah, I think so. Because so one thing I did learn, I actually started appreciating home more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we was talking to different people and kind of seeing like these privileged ass kids. You know what I'm saying? Like they crying about, I remember this girl, she almost killed herself, right? And, you know, they was talking to her and it was a big whole thing in the hallway. And she was like, my parents, all they do is just give me money. They don't fucking care how I feel, da 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 da. And I'm sitting there like, damn, like that's the first time I ever seen anything like this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, shit.
Well, you said you
get money
said,
all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it was like my parents, you know what I'm saying, they on my ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? And this, that, and the third. And I just started appreciating that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to laugh because I know they used to be like, don't you bring no white girl out.
Oh, man. Hell no. I would never. No, but never.
So one thing that stood out is you said privilege and then you use money right after that, right? Mm-hmm. That's not privilege, right?
Whoa.
I'm saying until you start like getting your own thoughts and understanding, that's not privilege.
Yeah.
The privilege is having a family that care about what you do.
Exactly, right.
You
true.
Feel what I'm saying?
True.
And she
true.
And she made you realize that.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Because you like, damn, if my parents is just giving me money and don't give a fuck about me, like she might have been doing some phenomenal shit. Like she could have been somebody, like y'all know more than us, but like she could have been super smart, innately talented or whatever, and her parents just like, go to college, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like here, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. A lot of more people need to realize that, like, the privilege, everybody privileged, mm-hmm. because we all have something that somebody else would
wish they had.
Wish they had. Yeah. For some people, it's a two-parent household. For some people, it's an allowance. For some people, it's just a meal to eat every night, right?
Right.
Then when you discover, like, but they had all of that, and I still outperform them because the privilege is in you. I just had to get that out there because a lot of people coming from the communities that some of us come from think money equal privilege.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Money equals access way more than it equal privilege.
True.
Right.
True.
Access and connections. Because if I do this right, my daughters can walk through any door that I can open.
True.
But
that, true
if
that.
They walk through there and can't perform, I could have saved that for a nigga who you
somebody else's daughter somebody who else I know could perform.
Right.
Could perform.
And that's what I had a problem with. People was explaining to me about, remember the little college scandal when they was paying these kids to get in Stanford and Yale and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What's the actress lady?
They were spending more than it cost for college.
That was like to walk them through. But I say, but if you had to do that to get them through.
You know they don't want that.
No. when they get there, they still ain't gonna be shit.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want it, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Think about this. More so, that be legacy, right?
Right.
It's okay. You the first person in your family to go to college. Now you set that standard and you say, I did so good here that we all should go to Norwood. That's all they do at Stanford, Harvard, Yale.
That it's not
all the HBCUs. You feel
it's
what I'm saying? If somebody Marine and the first time a nigga be like, yeah, we are Marines, but he going to the Army. I'm starting my own legacy.
Yeah.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, because I ain't got to be a Marine to be this super bad soldier, motherfucker. Right. That's because his son play basketball and soccer, but that's what I was saying about Michael Jordan kids or LeBron James kids. I would do something they can't do. If I was Michael Jordan's son, I would have played baseball. That simple. I could become so good at baseball, now we're a sports legacy family. Because my dad sucked at baseball. So I came to show you niggas that we don't suck at baseball.
Right.
Dad played baseball, so I'm going to play soccer. Because I'm just showing you niggas that we superior athletes.
This household is raising fucking generational athletes.
Right. Yeah, like, what can LeBron James' son do to surpass LeBron James? Nothing. You being unfair to yourself. Even if you love basketball, Bryce, Brownie, whatever. Even if y'all love basketball, y'all little sister got a better chance at being great in basketball than y'all because it's things that she can do that y'all couldn't do to outperform your father because that's who y'all compare to.
Yeah.
She just good because she's a James.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I would do something that they couldn't do to be like, we're just superior over you niggas.
Yeah.
Not that we superior basketball player. Daddy got basketball on life. He the king. He the king. Shit, fuck it. That's King James. So what? I'm Prince James forever now. No matter what I do.
No matter what I do.
You gonna have to play Michael Jordan and beat Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Respect your dad, his son. So what made you get into fashion?
Honestly, man, I just loved it. Like it started with basketball. Like playing basketball, liking basketball shoes. And truth be told, like, my pops got me into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just keeping me fly. And
shout out Big Ronnie. He a fly nigga himself.
Right, for real. Just, you know.
That's how I want my daughter's friends to speak of me when I'm older.
Yeah, you feel
those?
Yeah, real talk. Yeah, right. I felt like that hit me in the heart. Like, damn, what's up, Big Ronnie? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Because that's how I want people to speak of me.
Yeah. So once he, you know, like I said, he just kind of like just opened the door. And I just always been into fashion.
Have you ever did a fit check like, hey, man, what the fuck you got up?
Who, my dad?
Yeah, like you about to go somewhere. He like, get the fuck over here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm saying, why you been grown?
Oh, no. This is what he do. He be like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
And I be like, oh, this such. He be like, oh, all right. You know what I'm saying?
So you know what that means.
Okay, he ain't kind of feeling that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it just opened my eyes to a bunch of different stuff. And I just started, you know, just kind of wanting to be creative in it. And, you know, of course, just develop my own style.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Now, did you have a two-parent household and siblings and stuff like that?
No, I'm the only child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the only child, yep. And I had, you know, pops was always there. Both of them, they always been together. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. So, you know.
And we just always ask that question because, like, we doing, like, internal research, right? And I think way more people come from two-parent households than the media would like to lead on.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, when you start, because when we say two-parent, right, it can actually be your grandparents. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of people lived with both of their grandparents.
Which is a two-parent household.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
And I just think the media just try to portray like niggas was hooligans running wild having babies. Now, that is the case for some men.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I just feel like it's a lot of people who came from two-parent households. And two-parent households don't equal success.
Yeah. That ain't just, like, it ain't what biggest thing.
Things that they try to...
I just hate when they try to paint the mother. When we just talk about the Kevin Durant shit.
Yeah.
Like his dad always been there his whole life.
Mother, like she was a single mother. This nigga was two. His dad is sitting two seats over, man.
Low key, I've never seen his dad.
He's two seats over
from the mother, literally.
I've never paid it.
Trying to highlight them. The mama had a movie.
Wow.
Yeah, she got a movie.
You would think this nigga don't even know his daddy, man.
And his dad is like. Literally, he down there sitting, though. You know what I'm saying? Been there the whole time.
But we got a narrative we're trying to run, man.
Yeah.
Because I heard a nigga say, if the NBA and the NFL can't be your daddy, they don't look at you the same.
Right.
That why you think they don't like the boss?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
It's no reason. Look at it like this, bro. All he ever told us is all my sons going to the NBA. How could you be mad at that? But you know what the NBA can do? Keep that nigga out. Just make him 2 out of 3.
Low key, I think that's why a lot of people don't like – what Deion doing with his son.
It's exactly why.
But that's what I'm supposed to do with my son. Nigga, this my son, nigga.
Like, I've heard, like, I've even heard, like, our local sports radio, like, talk bad about that. I'm like, how
because
can you be mad about him being with his son?
They want that to be your daddy. They want that to be everything.
You heard Gil say what the NIL conversation is for, single mothers.
Yeah, it's the single mother.
It's the single mother conversation. We about to bait you in because we know that you had this child and now you're banking on this child to get you out of your neighborhood situation or whatever. Some of these niggas don't even want to play sports, bro, but they watch their mama build that shit up. My baby go get us out of here. Bitch, you supposed to get us out of here. How do I become the baby and I got to get us out of here? And us meaning me, you, and the four other kids that you got by exactly. Three niggas that I hate. That's coming along for the ride, too.
That was what I took from that Gil shit. Like he said, the problem with us is, you say when the white people get drafted, they parents tell them, Ford, invest, this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
When we get drafted.
You got to buy mama a house.
You got to buy mama. The first thing house. He say, got to buy mama a house. Buy daddy, get daddy a car wash. You got to do all it. Like he say, we always have to reach back.
Yeah, I told my daughter, you ain't here to get me rich. If whatever money you make, the money I make from that is because I'm managing you the whole way through. Yeah. Until I figure that I can't do no more with you. But other than that, I ain't looking for you to get me rich. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're going to be trying to act like you something that you ain't. And I'm going to have to show you that you my daughter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't about to be. Because whoever make the most money run the household. It don't matter what you say or not. It don't matter what you think.
And we kind of see that with John Moran a little bit, though, because ain't no way. Like I said,
He grown though, man. Yeah. Like,
you shouldn't be grown. I don't think grown people should live with their parents.
Though. Yeah, that's what.
I've been married for 17 years. The first thing I said to my wife, my mama or daddy ain't never living with us. And if you feel like your parents can live with you, you not the person for me.
Yeah,
because
how
I look at the crib, your mama live here. I tell my daughter to do something, and your mama tell her to go sit down. You gotta go. But guess what? You're not even going to be here, so you don't have to go. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
a rule. Nobody parents could live here because you can't.
Because if your mama live here with us, then I'm just going to move out. If you want to live with your mama, you ain't need no husband. You could live with your mama.
From a bill perspective, though.
No, I'm saying you don't need a husband because.
I just think that disrupt your flow. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Everybody don't feel like that because I don't think grown-ups should live with their parents because just like he said, whoever make the most money run the house. And your mom never go think you can tell her what to do. Even if it's, hey, mom, make sure you cut the light off. Yeah, okay. You gonna keep walking in the light gonna be on. Because you can't tell her shit.
Right.
And then I would hate to have to disrespect your moms or your pops and you feel like you in the middle of that.
Though?
Okay, so like, all right, so real talk. Like, all right, so we don't eat pork, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if your mama hell bent on she go cook whatever the fuck she want in my house knowing that I don't even allow this just because she your mama and she think that, now we got a problem because I'm about to put your mama in her place, which is out my house for violating my rules. And now that put you in the middle because she go think that since you giving me the pussy, you could come and say something to me about putting the mama out. Well, you just go with the pussy you came out of then. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. Well, it's because that's extreme, though. If I don't eat pork and you cooking pork, and I don't
because I want to do what I want to do. It's
right.
This my daughter's house. But if her daughter make the most money, then she feel like she could say that to you. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel that. Yeah. I feel
but
that.
Back to fashion, because like this is just cool conversation. But it's, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So when you get into fashion and you decide that's what you want to do, what was your first article of clothing that you felt like you had to work on?
Well, first and foremost, man, I had to come up with a name.
Yeah.
Like it took me a nice little minute to come up with a name. During the pandemic, of course, you know what I'm saying, niggas ain't had shit else to do. So like I'm just sitting there just kinda like just thinking like, damn, okay, I want it to make sense. I want it to mean something. I ain't wanna just come up with anything, you know what I'm saying? Then of course Chuck, he was always like, dawg, you need to put a hoodie out.
Chuck.
You need to, you know what I'm saying, you need to do whatever. Oh, before we get to that, the name thing.
Yeah.
So like I said, when I met her, this Chuck, right? Okay, bet. It's my dog. So when he started, when I found out that he was rapping, his name was Jay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who the fuck is Jay?
But see,
like,
the good thing about having 1,000 names is you know who the fuck called it at all times.
Yeah.
So you have somebody say Charles or whatever. So, there's somebody from
that's
school or whatever.
Thing. When I found out that his real name was Charles.
Like, where the fuck Jay come from?
I'm like, wait a minute. So Chuck, Jay, Charles. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what
we do here, right?
What do we do?
Depending on where you meet me at.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say, the UGG thing, that's a hood thing. Uggy, that's the immediate hood niggas, because, you know, they, everybody put a variation on your name or something like that. So, like, I just always know who calling. So,
same thing. If a nigga call me SJ, I know where I know him from. If a motherfucker call me twin, you know me from since we was little.
Right.
Because I know it's motherfuckers who know us that don't know we twins.
Right.
And if a motherfucker call me my real name, my full name, you know what I'm saying? You know me from school. We had to go to school together. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. But and then if a motherfucker call me my alias, then I know where I met you at, because what alias I use.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got a cold alias too. Yeah. White boy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Jonathan.
You know what I'm saying? Better than that. Better than that.
Well, you'll think I was like you'll think,
yeah, for sure. I got one of them, my G. I got the Muslim name too. I got what I'm saying.
It's gold to have a lot of names.
So you come up with the name. How do you decide on a name? Like, cause do you play with names to the point that you have that you ever got any clothes pressed up with another name?
No. Like, I always been the person like to get. I need to get everything in order first. Yeah. Like name, paperwork. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I'm not about to put nothing together till I come with a name.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there thinking. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So anytime I'm trying to put something together, I always start at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I started, you know, okay, been in the hood, looking at my daddy, looking at my uncles, da 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 da. Okay, so I need to focus on where I, you know, got the love core for fashion, right? Yeah. So then I came up with 6 and 75, because that's where off of 6 Mile I-75. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm like, okay, bet. And I actually got inspired to do that name. I was looking at, at the time, I was looking at Nipsey Hussle things, and I'm looking at Crenshaw. I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's where he from, da da da. I'm like, damn, okay, 6 and 75. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know about other cities, but I know in Detroit for sure. You know, hey, bro, where you at? Oh, I'm over here 7 and such and such. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we, you know, abbreviate streets.
How we talk.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. So I'm like, bet, you know, okay, I'm going to go with 6 and 75. And I just kept saying it, 6 and 75, 6 and 75. All right, it sound right. You know what I'm saying? I like it. So then I you know, sat down, just trying to think of a logo or whatever. So then I came up with this logo.
Oh, you drew that yourself?
Yeah, I drew that myself.
Okay. So with your fashion, you also have an art background?
Actually, I'm not the best artist, you know what I'm saying? But I could definitely put something down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I drew this logo on a napkin.
I just sketched it out and then took it to where it's a microphone and it's the College of Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's like, why I asked. He don't got no background. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I was a cold nigga. Once it's in here, you go be able to push it out. Like,
yeah.
All our logos, though, like, we got a logo when we used to rap, and it's identical, and it's two people back to back. I got it tatted on my chest. He got it on his stomach. But, like, I sketched that out, too. Like,
okay.
Just a quick sketch and just good enough so I ain't got to keep telling a nigga what I want.
Right.
Turn this into better. Yeah.
And make this shit sweet.
Yeah, right. Even with my daughter logo, it's Shelby Sunshine, and it's her face in the sun smiling and shit, but you got to look close and then you look at her and you can see it. But I drew the shit out and I said to the motherfucker doing it, I want the face to look like this, her face, but I wanted the way it looked in the sun like this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it all come from here. If the shit don't come from here, it ain't nothing I could do with it.
Yeah,
that's why we asked if you like had another name that was playing with.
That was it, man. That was the only one I came up with. And then my slogan is Homage to the Hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the first thing I came, like, I say Homage to the Hood is like my just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Your tagline.
Yeah, that's my tagline. You know what I'm saying?
Son came bearing gifts. He bought gifts in the whole nine.
Yeah.
Thank you, son bought gifts in the whole nine. My brother.
And I like how it's on the back.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was the first thing I said.
You know,
like,
we going to show it later, though, because we're showing it up. And I like that, though. That way.
I'm going to show my shit now. And then it's the same shirt he got on,
the one in the bag is a little different than the one I got on.
Okay. I definitely needed a black hat. Yeah. I definitely needed a black hat, and I'm going to be able to fold this back from my retail background. You know what I'm saying?
Since it is
a large. See, can you fit that? Because I told him I didn't know what size you were.
Yeah.
Definitely could fit a large.
As long as it ain't big.
My shit bust. My muscles be busting out my t-shirts. That's how I like my shit to look.
I ain't in the gym for no reason. See this shit.
Like, how much
fuck with it though?
Do you want to be in retail or like when I say retail, retail stores, or do you want to go like the online route? Like, what's your route of action when it comes to this?
Oh, well, right now I'm online, but I definitely want to be, I definitely want to get my own, you know what I'm saying, brick and mortar or whatever. Definitely, I think, I just want to be able to just give the people full access, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's crazy it may sound, it's some people that is not trustworthy of putting their, well, not so they trust their, they don't trust putting their information online.
Yeah, my daddy be like that. I'm like, he like, I need you to order me.
Since 84, so you, you, not to cut you off, but you listen to Mac Dre?
I have.
He got a song called Since 84. You should check that out.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. Definitely have to check that out. Yeah.
But that's what I was saying, my old man. Could you order this? Look, man. No, my brother. You got to do your own. It's too much. You got to do it now. He be talking about from like Walmart and shit, though. Like, man.
Right, yeah, like I said, anybody do Walmart.
Like, like both my parents, they'd be like, man, I seen this thing. I want to get it. Da, da, da. You know, I'm like, man, you got to order it. So I got to put my card on there? Yes.
Well, just tell them to go. This is what I tell my pops. Go to Walmart, get you a prepaid card, load that bitch up with whatever you ordering right then. You know what I'm saying? And just do it like that. That's all you get.
That's what my mom do. She like, okay. I ain't put, she's, because it's inevitable now.
Yeah.
You have to. Everywhere.
So when was your first drop? When did you do your first drop?
I actually did my first drop December 4th. Of 2022 on my birthday, actually.
Okay. Oh, December 4th. Yeah. Is that Pimp C birthday?
Yeah.
No, that's the day Pimp C died.
That's Jay-Z birthday.
That's the day Pimp C died. Conspiracy theorists would say something was up with that.
That's, I just read a wild conspiracy on that. I'll be going down these YouTube rabbit holes, bro.
Right.
So boom. So you do your drop. What did you receive from it that wasn't monetary that made you want to keep going?
Just all the love I got.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of love and support. Like, people came out. Like, majority of everything sold out that day.
Yeah.
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
That's always a plus.
It was just a lot of love.
You got kids?
Yeah, I got three boys.
What age range?
12, 10, and 8.
Any sports?
So my middle son, he plays football. He been playing football since he was 5.
Okay.
He just taking a break. Now he playing soccer, and my oldest playing soccer.
Soccer where it's at.
Yeah.
Soccer where it's at.
He gonna train a new baby to
baseball from the day. If it's a boy, from the day he pop out.
Yeah, because I'm noticing, like, you feel what I'm saying? In the area I live in, like I say, it's baseball. That's what my wife was like, we can sign him up. I say, he 10, it's too late. She all like, 10 is too late.
No, but he live where I live. He live in the championship city.
The World Series.
Too late for them. It's too late for them, right? But if you build it, they'll come, because he'll go somewhere else and find out. They'll find out he from there.
And they'll want him. They serious.
What I mean from the jump, I mean like, oh, it's a boy. I'm leaving to go get a glove and
that, no, you know, what you bringing? If it's a boy, I'm coming through all glove edition. Because I might have a real bat for this nigga.
If I have a son, because I got daughters, it's going to be the highest paid American born baseball player ever. You feel what I'm saying? Because this shit come from here. So when I say baseball, I'm talking about, no, listen, this is the Negro Leagues, right?
Right.
These are the best players. This is the Major League Baseball that canceled the Negro League. Go be the best player and bring it back, bro. Mm-hmm. It is what it
and
is.
Like I said, not to get off subject and off script, I was watching some NBA guys, though, like, they keep saying, like, yeah, because, I mean, you got to adjust to the European game.
No, the fuck you don't.
No, this
you
is
don't.
An American no, game. This shit was no, made down the street. Why the fuck are we adjusting to what they're doing?
Because that, listen, though, because that the business
is trying to make it global, into global.
Right.
And global just mean cut niggas out. That's global mean. When shit going global, that mean cut the niggas out. And not just black people, like the low-hanging fruit. That's what considered the niggas.
So, look, I got a fashion question for you. What do you think the highest, what do you think, what company do you think sell the most fashion? And when I say fashion, I'm saying all around, but I'm talking club.
Hanes?
No, it's the, if it's not.
Hanes was a good one, though.
I seen it somewhere. I don't know why I want to say, like, Joe Boxer.
It's Samsung.
Samsung?
Yeah. Now you do your research.
I definitely.
Put that in your pipe.
No, but do your research. It's Samsung.
Wow.
Because you got to, I need more, nigga. I need more. What the fuck? I need more, nigga.
You just look at them for electronics. They actually right. in the fashion business. A lot of these brands, they the owner.
They okay,
the
owner. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I didn't know. I needed more.
The reason why I said Joe Boxer, because the company that owned them, they bought, at one point in time, I think they bought Rockerware.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Now, let me ask you this.
The company that bought Rockerware, probably owned by Samsung. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, they just in the business. Yeah. What you know them for is what you know.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Like, so you say you want to do retail. Like, would you want to be in a Walmart big box store, or would you want more like your own small boutique scattered around different places?
I want my own. Okay. I want my own. Okay. Like, I don't never want to owe anybody or even have, you know, and not to be greedy, but I'd rather just share that money with my people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my dog got a
store. Well, that ain't being greedy, though.
I was about to say, like, my own, like, I want all the money, but no, I want to actually, I want all the money to share with my people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So if my dog got a store, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me put that in there. We could, you know, split the profit, however, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times with these different stores, like, they be trying to rape people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want.
Oh, especially Walmart. Like, I was watching, like how you get your product in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people just do it to say it's in Walmart, but they
you're not
like,
making no
15 cents. You feel what I'm saying? You're gonna be in 1,000 stores. Man, 15 cents.
Yeah, fuck all that.
And then they'll put you in the back corner.
Nigga, they won't put your product out there like they done peeing them. They had the cereal in the back. And niggas was walking in the back finding the cereal on camera. Wow. Like, it say it's at the Walmart in Taylor, and we go to that bitch and we go ask the little Mexican lady who I'm looking for this. And she'll be like, oh, aisle 15. And you'll go over there, and then it'll be a nigga be like, nah, dog, that shit in the back. And the niggas is going back there.
And they had
here go P taking pictures of it. It's in the back.
They had distribution with
Post. With Post.
You know what I'm
saying? So that's what's that? Torturous interference. Yeah. That's the same shit that the niggas saying that they doing with the liquor. Torturous interference. Right. We pushing y'all shit until y'all can't see it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing with people in Walmart in Iowa? You feel what I'm saying? Right. So they ain't expecting that, but it's in Walmart.
They not lying.
Yeah, it's in there. Yeah. How is that defined? Like, that'll be some shit that we find out through that lawsuit. Like, how is being in Walmart defined? Because it's technically Walmart.
Shit sitting on a goddamn crate. That's
I ain't no cereal eating nigga, but I wanted a box of that.
Are your boys in the fashion?
They getting there.
Yeah.
Like, my middle son, my oldest, he just sorting stuff out. You know what I'm saying? My middle one, he in the shoes. He into my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he literally like wears my clothes, bro. Like, he'll.
I would love that, though, man.
No, man. I got some shit in my closet I ain't never wore. I don't want to come home. You're fucking feeding my shit, nigga.
Yeah, but that's when you got to bow. You got to.
He's literally
never going to wear my clothes.
Hopefully.
Like, he literally, like, I'll be in my cologne, and he'll be spraying, like, he'll be mixing shit, and I come in, like.
But he get that, but that's what's dope to that about me, because he getting his own style. He like, this is the shit that Pops got, okay, if this smelt a little harder, you watching a miracle, like, and then you watching a little because you like, my Pops would have slapped the shit out of me if I would have did it. In reality, like, I could have never did that, but let me see where this go, because I'm in the fashion, and because your fashion ain't his fashion. That's just the long and the short. Shit that now niggas going back to, like, super baggy clothes looking crazy. And that shit look too crazy to me to be ever to be fucking with that now. Like, my shit need to fit. But he a whole nother generation. What you might not be able to achieve in this generation of 6 and 75, he take off running because he... Nigga, I've been doing this since I was little. I'm in high school on this shit now, and it's all the same brand. So that's dope to me.
Yeah, and that's what I told him. I'm like, you know, because I remember when I first, like, had a drop at a pop-up or whatever, my middle son, he was actually in Florida at the football. You know,
what team he played for?
He played for the Tigers, and now they the Chargers. Like, so they done changed
names. I think my little cousin played for them. Did they win a ring last year or something?
City, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. His name, Kavon.
His name sound familiar.
His daddy, he just beat her. He should coach, but he don't because, you know, niggas already had the coaches. Yeah, but his son is on defense Well, I don't think he played for the Chargers this year.
Okay.
His son was on defense. Man, they got some like real live rings.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
look,
yeah.
Like, the bitches look hard. Yeah. Yeah,
like they had they I'm like they played at Ford Field. Matter of fact, my son, I think my son has played at Ford Field either two or three times.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, dog, you doing something like grown men want to do. You know what I mean? And you only, you're not even a teenager yet. You know what
That's what I said.
About kids take that type of shit for granted, man.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro, I got every trophy I ever won.
Yeah.
You feel you want to know why? Because I tell my daughters, I've been a champion before I ever met you. This is who I was. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'm championship nigga.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? They got shit up in here.
Yeah. My daughter do too, but there's plaques on the wall and shit. But like I earned all of this. You get the let's not have a pissing contest. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear about how good you are at shit. Show me. You know what I'm saying? And I was detrimental in winning all my championships and shit. I wasn't no pine rider. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and though, you said Pop got you on the shoes. Like, what you think the sweetest basketball shoe? We'll go gym shoe in basketball shoe. You got to give your reasons, too.
Sweetest.
Now, this is your style.
Oh, yeah.
Because the world don't define me, because I just got a pair of white Air Force Ones last year.
This pair of Air Force Ones that I got on is the very first pair of Air Force Ones that I ever had.
Oh, them the hood classics.
Listen, and I got them fucking with my wife as a joke, because she was saying shit about niggas wear black Air Force Ones. And I said, oh, if I'm going to get some Air Force Ones, I'm getting the black ones.
Right.
Then they had the bubblegum sold. But overall, in general, Air Force Ones are trash to me, man. These bitches is super heavy. Like, I don't like the way this shit feel at all, man.
It's a clean look.
Yeah,
but them bitches feel like bricks. But I feel like top 10, nigga.
With all these shoes and shit, like to wear Air Force One, you setting like a palette almost. Like, yeah, well, he might be going somewhere casual. He going to a graduation picnic or something. You know what I'm saying?
It's just
like
steal some shit.
The black one.
Yeah, the black
like
one.
I say.
Yeah.
Desi Banks. Desi Banks, you been watching the Desi Banks when you do the black Air Force One? Or white Air Force One? Oh, my God. This
yeah, but
hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga.
So what you going
I would say, I would say basketball-wise, it got to be the 11s.
The
11s. Okay. And because I remember
what
actually.
What color went?
Oh, black and red.
Yeah.
Black and red. I actually remember when, you know, Jordan wore them in the, you know what I'm saying, the finals against the Supersonics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then, you know, just regular shoe, Air Force Ones, man.
Air Force Ones.
And the reason, what people don't realize is the way they used to make Air Force Ones back in the day, they don't make them the same way now.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm a fan of the original model. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I'm lying. I did have a pair of Air Force Ones in seventh grade. I had the high top brown ones with the strap that come around.
Yeah.
And I used to hoop in them bitches. I did have them.
Okay.
I did have them.
So Jordan 11 Air Force One, what you got?
I say I'm a Jordan 5 and a Huarache, any Huarache.
The black,
white, and gray trainer might be the greatest shoe ever, though.
I forgot about that.
Like I say, a Huarache, because like I said, they
you
like.
Go say Huarache.
You can sleep in Huarache. Yeah. It was the most comfortable shoe. I mean, like everybody's saying all these new like runner shoes and all that stuff. Huarache's been doing that shit since.
Well, Nike, the Bluebird company, is the
Blue Ribbon.
That's what they were. They was all runners.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why they take more pride. Still to this day, they take more pride in runners than anything. What you got?
I'm gonna go with Stan Smith. As just the overall, the original, all white with the green in the back, green high
the
top.
Back,
And basketball shoe, I just think that I like, you know what basketball shoe? The Converse Weapon. But that damn near look like a Stan Smith. If we being, it's like the toe and everything.
Okay. I'm fucking with that.
Top 10 of basketball shoes.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen a nigga hooping top 10.
It's called the top 10.
It's top 10. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But you're right, because I wasn't hooping them I wasn't hooping no Chucks.
You know, okay, so basketball shoe, I'm going with the original Allen Iversons, the white with the blue tip.
The questions.
And what you mean, just regular gym shoe?
Regular gym shoe.
I'm going to go with Maury's. It's a Maury Gator gym shoe.
Oh, fly ass. Fly shoe.
Being in fashion, what shoe, we just going to go to the last 10 years, what shoe do you think had the biggest impact in the last 10 years in fashion?
The last 10 years?
Let's do last 15.
You must got something in mind.
Since like 09.
I do got something in mind.
Oh.
I got the truth in mind, sir. Truth don't care who tell it. And it's also from a retail perspective, too. Right. So, you know what I mean?
Like, to me,
I would say, last 15.
He stumped. Yeah. Like yeah, I see his head moving trying to think about it.
Because
like,
no, I used to work in retail too, and I think that if he like, I think because Jordan's done had it on lock for a long time,
but Jordan don't but have it's an
not
impact.
The, yeah, it's they not don't have that an impact. I don't know, bro.
It's the Yeezy, the Nike Yeezys.
Oh, the right. Nike oh, ones, the Nike,
yeah, okay. That Nike okay. Yeezy.
That, yeah, okay. That was crazy. Listen,
that single handedly yeah. changed the scope of what we seeing with gym shoes now.
You're right.
What I mean by resale super over resale,
yeah. Even yeah. the material that he used on gym man, shoes. I, yeah.
You know, okay, so when the first one came out, it was like,
is that when you and Ty beat that nigga up?
That was the second one. like niggas like trickled in to get it. The second one, maybe niggas in line for like 2 days. The third one, bro, niggas was in line for a week and didn't even know who was getting the shoe. So I had, man, some white boys drove a camper from California to where I worked at Ipsy, right? Uh-huh. So I just asked him, what made you do that? This nigga broke it down mathematically. He said the probability of y'all having the shoe is kind of like 96%, considering y'all one of the only retailers that had both shoes, and then y'all get y'all this kind of, how the fuck you know this, dog?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
See, right.
So that's what, when I say impact, that's what I say. Jordan's was going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
you feel what
true,
I'm saying?
True.
Like, I ain't never, true. You don't got to drive across from California to Michigan.
Ipsy.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
To yeah, stand out, you don't crazy. Even, bro. You don't even know if you around murderers. Nothing. Y'all taking turns.
But you know though, wild, I actually bro. Like how Ye said Yeezy jumped over the jump man. Like true. I
that's,
agree
that's
with
why,
that.
That's why I said though. That's like I'm speaking retail firsthand. Like
and cultural work, impact.
I don't work thousands of Jordan 11 lines. Mm-hmm. Nobody has ever stood in line for a week on a whim.
Yeah,
right. And the crazy part about like it, Yeezy's had a bigger cultural impact than Jordan's overall when you think about it, because Kanye West is a rapper.
He's not an athlete.
He's not an athlete. So mm-hmm. So Michael Jordan selling basketball shoes to people who play basketball is not a big deal as a rapper selling shoes to everybody, because
a lawyer.
And like even with the material, they had to change the way they made the shoe, because Nick man, yeah, he, yeah, they had a way more cultural because Jordan impact actually stopped after 11.
I don't
know. 12, I'm gonna say
12. I'm sorry.
14.
Up to 15.
No, 15.
Really.
15. Yeah, 15.
Up to right, 15. But we own 40. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, so everything that actually sells from Jordan is vintage. Right. It's literally considered vintage. We talking shit that came out for real in 96. And when the shit came out in those times, it wasn't big as it grew to be.
Yeah,
like the Concord,
it grew with his legacy, I believe.
No, most Jordan sales are because I couldn't get them
when I was little.
When I was little,
that's the number one reason. So you go get your son, you go get your son, and your son don't give a fuck about them.
Right,
but you just bought a whole family. You bought yours, your girls, and your sons. So I don't even
baby for when y'all have a baby.
Yep. Right, yeah, the right, baby ones early.
Right,
but the Yeezys, niggas like, I don't care if my bitch can get a pair of these or not, I'm grabbing these. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even
I'm about to go rapping these.
Right, like, but like you said, from the materials to the whole design. Yeah. And then when he went through that whole little whatever with Adidas, like
that was like an athlete switching. Yeah. That's when just, like Kobe when he switched. Yeah. Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like yeah.
But even with the Adidas, man, like I just had never seen nothing like that Nike. It was only three shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the last one they pushed out because they knew he was about to leave, and before they was trying to get ahead of it, because if he leave, how we look with these shoes.
It has no value.
They had, right, bro. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is sickening. Yeah. Like it just listen, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just was like that just speak to cultural influence, because really he could have put out anything.
Yeah,
you true.
As we see, he is doing now. He just put out some damn
like,
socks
even with them clothes. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now though,
that's just people buying into the hype.
Yeah,
you feel
me?
I want a good product for my money, right?
Oh,
I don't want to spend. Everybody complaining about like that's bad business, man.
Yeah,
I don't want to sell something that everybody complaining about.
Everybody,
or they just trying to be down. Don't nobody, you know. I bought my daughter a Fear of God shirt, bro. Extra small, bro. I can fit that shit.
Wow.
My daughter skinny.
She's a 13-year-old girl. Like,
so we saying extra small, thinking.
Right,
let me
going,
throw
yeah.
the other extra on it. I opened that shit. I looked at her. My mom said, I'm gonna have to wear this. Right. You're gonna have to tie this bitch up four times. Right. You feel what I'm saying? It was
you about to be walking though. Around out here with the knot tied in the back of your joint. Oh, I'm about to say, so hated I it. I'm pure comedy, nigga. I'm pure comedy, nigga.
Yeah, you got some laughs out of that one. That was good. You feel what I'm saying? So, where do you see the brand going? Are you gonna evolve into like, pants and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Put zippers on your jogging
pants. That's it. I swear to God, I couldn't even get it out quick enough. Zippers on the joggers, bro. You a hit with that, bro.
You said zip like where?
On the pockets. On the jogger. No. I mean, but you never know. You know, but you know me, nigga. I love print, so you know what I'm saying.
Your ass out there. You wore
not my ass, his ass. But you said you was gonna tie a knot in the shirt. No, you didn't say that until I specified it. Yeah. Yeah. Who did your fade?
You know what I'm saying? The hollow, the lights had fucked up. Yeah, no, but you know what I'm saying? As you evolve,
sweating under pressure,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because why don't jogging pants be having zippers on the pockets?
Man, I'm tired of losing my phone to the car.
Every time.
Yeah,
phone,
every time.
Change, all that. But I'm definitely, you know, like my main goal is to honestly take this brand more than the clothing line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to, like, you know, do stuff for the community.
Well, if you start AAU basketball, we a coach.
Yeah,
bet,
you right, think I'm pushing because you never know what being somebody's vision. Like,
yeah, so. Real talk though. Yeah. I want to. It's a old rec center in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
like I want to open that back up.
Yeah.
And put that under my brand. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that's what.
And that,
you know,
and that, that's dope, man. Because our whole thing, because we coach basketball. He a 2-time champ. He back to back. I got one championship, but he back to back. You know what I'm saying?
And, thank you.
Yeah. But we the league that we coach in now, the rec league, is the only league we ever go coach against each other in. Everywhere else, we doing it together. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we go step in wherever and we go dominate. You know what I'm saying? So that's just.
Yeah. He letting y'all know now.
Yeah. I'm recruiting him. He played college ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just a little bit. They didn't want to pay. They didn't want to pay, so I didn't want to play.
A lot of people didn't get to that level. I just tell people, man, don't take shit for granted.
No, not at all.
Because as you grow, the pool gets smaller and smaller. So for him to say you played college ball, nigga, it's millions of niggas who play high school ball who couldn't play college ball. And that's D1, D2, or D3. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we was talking about how the draft had passed. And I was saying, really, the benefit is going to a smaller school. Because the better you are, the smaller the school, you're going to stand out.
Yeah.
And that'll push you forward. If you went to Alabama, nigga, you went to Nick Saban's school. Mm-hmm. You might as well put his name on the jersey.
So that's what I had a theory about Bronny. I said, instead of going to USC, I would have went to UC Santa Barbara, one of the little small schools in California. Average 40.
Yeah.
It's no denying that.
Yeah, well, I think he's really not living up to his full potential because he's not playing at 100% because his heart.
That's
what it is. And as a father in real life, that's it.
Oh, yeah,
sports is out.
You quit.
Yeah. Sports is out. A, you not playing to get us out of nowhere.
We don't need it.
So we don't need you to play that. And the last thing I want is for you to be chasing your dream, chasing me, and you unalive yourself just because it's a heart condition. Ain't nothing wrong with your heart ain't strong as mine. You ain't got the heart that I got, nigga, so you ain't supposed to do what I'm doing.
That's a way to think of it.
Yeah, that's just the bottom line. Like, you literally don't got the heart that I got, so you ain't supposed to be doing this. But that don't mean you can't get into the NBA coaching, or you might hit the thing and be one of the best coaches ever.
True.
Yeah, and then with sports too, I don't think enough people look at the other avenues to be
legendary in them sports.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? We been stopped playing basketball because I'm as tall as I was going to get back then, right? But I wasn't even thinking coaching, because if I thought coaching earlier, because
we had basketball minds.
Right, yeah. So I would have been on a bit like, hey, let me just be the athlete. I'm going to take the stats down.
My man, Sham Guy, he worked for the Mavericks.
Niggas be sprinkled everywhere.
Yeah.
So it don't matter if you think Sham Guy good. Every time you talk about Luka, you're talking about me.
Yep.
Every time you talk about Kyrie now, you're talking about, because the Sham Guy crossover has a name.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, exactly. I invented something in this
and
bitch.
Like I said, with Google,
you know what I'm saying?
With Google, I will always be alive, though. It ain't even like work. Like, yeah, he's Sham Guy, them nigga don't know. Because as soon as somebody here and don't know, what's going to come up? God Sham Guy. Yeah. You don't see him.
Hey, that nigga Cam said, his name is God Sham Guy. That's
you
crazy.
You got cold.
What happened to that nigga Khalid Alameen? That boy was cold.
He was fat as hell,
but still, that nigga had kids and a wife way back when because he was a real Muslim. Yeah, he was in college with the kids and the wife.
Yeah, knowing how old these niggas really be.
Right, yeah, yeah, like Felipe Lopez. Yeah. 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 We all and we. You remember we used to be like, yo, this nigga seem way older to be playing with these niggas.
Talking about from St. John's, right?
Yeah, because we was like
trash on the game though.
He was trash on the game.
You feel what I'm saying? Because you trash on the game. So like, oh nigga, you really ain't.
Oh, the NCAA. You know, is that coming back? The basketball? Because we used to have some epic battles. Yeah. See, but we got. I would play the football and like, but I ain't even gonna lie, bro. It was probably like 3 years ago, like a light bulb went off in my head on what the fuck was actually going on in football, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, probably the pandemic when we was playing so much, I really start learning how to read the plays. I had played Madden for years and just was picking plays. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. You feel what I'm saying? But then,
here.
Like,
no, this nigga supposed to be back
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't know what none of this shit means. So
I learned.
The arrows.
I didn't
like
know what the hell
play.
Was going on when I actually played Madden against football players.
That's what my cousin Jamal, and I would see how it would be taking him long to pick his plays, and he'd be looking at shit, and I'm like. Yo, what the fuck is this nigga doing? And then he'd say shit like, that nigga's supposed to be going in motion to the left. And I'm like, oh, that must mean what that dotted line mean. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hate when I pick a play and the nigga be like, oh, you know you about to throw an interception, right?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I ain't about to enter. Like, what the fuck?
Because these niggas can read the actual screen and see the plays on there and know the defense they pick.
But see, basketball ain't like that. No. Basketball ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why once I really went, like, when niggas be like, oh, that nigga a football player, he's stupid. There's no way he's stupid because he's learning this shit. This shit is harder than anything that you learning, nigga.
For real.
This shit is way harder than math and shit like that.
Every down per team, nigga, we can call
per player, depending on what type of players you get.
Then I might have to know your shit.
Yeah.
If you mess up, I got to
like, this shit is athletes don't get enough credit. And, nigga, let's be real, I'm getting banged in the head every motherfucking timeout, nigga. So I got to get up with a concussion and try to remember Blue 42.
Right, yeah.
I talked to my cousin the other day and shit, and he was like, when is your birthday and shit? So I'm like, yeah, I told him and shit. He like, cuz, I ain't even going to lie to you, bro. And he just played through high school. He was like, I ain't even going to lie to you, dog. My short-term memory is gone. I have to write everything down, bro, from playing football. You feel me? I'm anti-football for kids, though. You feel me?
I'm pro-flag.
You know what? And that's one thing I was kind of worried about with my son playing football.
Yeah.
Because I've actually seen kids get hurt. Like, I mean, the stretcher come out and get a kid off the field. And
that'll make me cry, man. Bro, as a parent, that'll break me down.
Like damn.
Because they got hurt by other kids. And the crazy part is those kids heard cheers for hurting him when he got hurt, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if your son, the nigga that did it, before you realize that the kid hurt, you like, you look over to your mans, and that's his son, and you like, yo, this nigga might be paralyzed. Hey, look, like, my son did that to him.
That Patrice O'Neal joke. I was like, you know how fucked up in the head we was? We was hurting people like, put him on a stretcher.
One of my son's teammates, he was, so in the organization, he was the team right up under my son.
Yeah.
But they had played together the season before.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm talking to his dad. He like, man, he's like, dog, your man talking about his son. I'm like, your man out here laying niggas out. I'm like, what happened? So he telling me about it. So I go up to little fella. I'm like, dog, I heard you out here. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah. And he was crying. I'm like, damn.
But football is some savage shit when you think about what they doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is. That's why I said I'm anti for kids. You feel what I'm saying?
Because I don't think it should be kids. Right. I think it should start at like a certain age.
Yeah, you want them to get the team experience and like
camaraderie.
Camaraderie. But then it's like, yo, you really out here a savage ass nigga, dog.
Yeah.
And if you
and that don't translate off the field well,
if you don't make it, how you go cut that off, right? Yeah, or if you in the classroom and your teacher say something, how you go cut that off? And I can't even look at you wrong for that because, like we said, niggas is cheering on Saturday.
That's one thing. Me and my wife had to do with our son.
Yeah,
because he was actually playing tackle since he was 5.
Yeah,
so he went from 5 to 10 playing. You know, every
Development.
So
time.
You know what I'm saying. But he's naturally aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the one kid we always wrestling. Like, you know, whatever. So,
got to slap this nigga.
Like, So, but we had to, like, kind of, like, tell him, like, this is football. This is school. Like, you can't mix the two. Like, they'll be at school playing, pick him up, mess him up. He knocking over little girls and everything.
Yeah, he just can't cut it off.
Right. I'm like, bro, you can't do that. You
what know? Y'all think is happening for dinner today? I know that's random, but like mad niggas, everybody in here married, right? So I just want to hear what Sunday dinner be like on the late night when somebody got something to do.
Ask her.
What y'all having for dinner? Okay. Yeah, this your first go round, my G?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. Appreciate That's what's up. We happy you here rocking with the best, man.
Appreciate it, man. I definitely appreciate it.
How this your first one when this nigga had a podcast though?
Oh, he wouldn't come on. He wasn't ready yet. That's what he keeps saying. I was like, hold on. I gotta make sure. You heard what he said. I gotta make sure everything.
No, this is what he had the podcast. And I say, he like, bro, I'm gonna have you on there. I say, okay, bet. Let me know. And I'm going to get it together. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing, I'm going to take advantage of opportunity. I don't give a damn if I got one shirt. I'm going to make this motherfucker work. You know what I'm saying?
I'm wearing a shirt and his hat. Well, I don't know about the hat because you see my motherfucker wave. But I'm for sure wearing this shirt tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. But, yeah, like, I used to always
So if they come ask you who robbed that bank, you don't know. You just sell clothes.
Right.
Hey, look, I'm like,
hey, I got them bitches. I'm cold. I'm thinking on the fly.
I'm like shit. Somebody bought it offline. I don't know.
But no, I am wearing this tomorrow if it's hot, man. Because like,
that's super big promo though, by the way, nigga.
Yeah, for nigga rob a bank of your shit. Hell yeah, that's right. A good look.
Like they say all publicity is good publicity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look. Nigga, I ain't had nothing to do with it.
So your man said, "Fuck that, y'all from the same hood." He ain't putting you on the podcast. And how did you take that?
No, look. So we was trying to get him on, like. The podcast no more because, like I said, we was getting a little stagnant or whatever. So we was trying to find some new stuff. So I said I wanted to give him, being a fly nigga himself, his own, like, segment inside the podcast.
Yeah.
So we can have, like, weekly fashion updates, though. You know what I'm saying? So him and another person come on and put on some fly shit. I mean, he do that anyway, but put on some fly shit. And just sit and talk. Okay, these Yeezys just came out. Whatever. How you feel about it? Whatever. Whoop. Or if you know what I'm saying? I wanted him to do that. But like I said, the podcast ended before we can get that started. And so that's pretty much how it went.
You still here, homie. Ain't shit over till you.
I got a couple tricks on my sleeve.
But he gonna come back on his own, though. He an interesting nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? Pretty interesting nigga. And I ain't even peeped that hat was $6.75.
Oh, yeah, this is exclusive.
Yeah, that shit hard. Right. Yeah, that's
so this
hard.
Is so honestly. And this show you, like, this my man, this is the only one like that in existence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I had this hat, you know what I'm saying, just kind of seeing how it look or whatever.
Yeah.
And he like, man, I need a hat for such a it was some type of
color. It was a black party.
Yeah, it was something. I don't know why a nigga wanted an orange hat for
Stand
a black
out.
Party.
No, I mean, right. Everybody gonna have an all black. It don't mean just wear all black. They want you to look like something in the all
right.
black, though.
So
like,
I'm like, here, bro, you could, you know what I'm saying? You don't need a nigga with this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. If people want to contact you, Chuck, or however you go by, how can they contact you?
Instagram, Ugg the Enigma on Instagram.
Break that down. Break that down for us.
Ugg the Enigma. UGDEDA. First of all, I had said it in the rap before. Like I said, I had... they wanted me to do an acapella for, like, record labels. Or like, I had a manager, shout out Bobby Wall. He's a marketing genius, though. Like, so he, like these niggas be, like, we was from the era where everybody, you know, that's the way to get on. Rap off this beat. He say, no, you want people to actually hear you rap. Send them an acapella with a little bit of echo in. Just a little, you know what I'm saying?
And they can put it on whatever beat they want.
Right. You know, no, they can hear your writing or whatever, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? So they can really hear it. They ain't gonna really, like, you can flow to a beat or whatever, something like that, but just write something acapella. So I just started to rhyme Ugg the Enigma. So then I said this shit, but I'm like, hold on, let me look up what an enigma is. So it's an interesting entity. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up for. I don't want to fuck it up.
But you got to spell that shit, though, so niggas know your name.
UGDAENIGMA.
And that's on Instagram?
That's on Instagram, yep.
And while you looking it up, how can they find you on the gram? Or...
So so my line Instagram is 6SIX_AND_75 the number.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then my personal is CG_alumni.
I like this green jacket though. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yep.
That's hard. I like that.
Yeah, that was one
is
thing.
It out?
Yeah, is that's gone? Out. That's out. Yep. That's out. That's one thing.
No, is it sold out or is it?
Oh, no, it's not sold out. No,
hard. I like that.
Yeah, I picked that color because I really wanted it to stand out. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of it.
I can actually see that written in cursive on shirts.
I swear to God, I was going to say that.
6 and 75. Like, just
say it on camera.
But it's his.
I know. Go out there.
I can actually see that written in cursive, like with no logo, just written in cursive. Yeah, that'd be hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to keep it.
Yeah.
I like, that's why I like smaller brands, because every drop could be different.
Special.
Mm-hmm.
Special.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want. Like every concept, every drop, it it's like something involving like my past and something that inspired me, you know what I'm saying? Like with that jacket, like I was still a big fan of the, you know what I'm saying, satin starter jacket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I remember like my pops used to just get them for me all the time, what I'm saying? So when I was able to,
you know. You ever had to defend those jackets?
No, thank God.
No, that's a real shit.
Man, so back in the day, I had a brown St. Louis Cardinals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it was a gang in school, and their color was brown. So like one of the dudes was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? What's up, man? You down? I'm like, no. Like, nah, bro. I just got a brown jacket.
I
just got a brown jacket. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But no, like.
Are you talking about the Columbus or you talking about the mobs then?
Columbus
and
yeah.
Like,
they're
my guys though.
But anything I do, like, it's gonna have some type of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Word. AJ, man, how could I get at you?
The Connected Experience podcast,
visuals. That's it. Oh, but you can fuck with everythingshelby.com and go check out my everything my baby got going on. She got some books. We about to start writing a new book once I'm done wrapping up this other book that I'm writing for somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Because my pen is impeccable. I really realized, like, even though I be talking shit, like, I'm cold on the pen, bro. Like, I am really cold when I'm writing
the
these.
Readers decide.
They have. It's not me saying it. That's what I'm saying. It's not me saying it. Like, I'm like, oh, shit.
One thing about this shit, entertainment, whatever you do,
it's up to the people. You got to get the people what they want.
People be like, oh, that shit whack, that shit whatever.
I don't know that, bro.
I know somebody thought of something up here, got it out to the world,
and the motherfuckers fuck with it.
Thing is, since it's 8 billion people, it's a lot of shit that can be sweet and have its own community at the same time. Yeah. I see that for the clothing line, man. Yeah. We appreciate you, man.
Definitely
appreciate y'all, man.
Definitely.
Especially first time guests, don't make it your last time. Come through, keep us updated.
Oh yeah,
most just let us know what's going on so we can let people know. Somebody, you know, it's hard time. Somebody be like, I'm saving up for that, and then they be like, damn, that shit still exists. You here to say, yeah, we still
going, you feel what I'm saying, man.
So we appreciate you, man.
Sure, man. Great meeting you, man.
And it's a real connected experience because y'all.
This is my nigga though.
Yeah, this is my nigga, somebody who did something, come talk to us. That's why we.
And that door open for you too. You got some homies that you feel like, yo, go up. You should go holler at my mans and them. Just hit us up, man. Bring them up here, bro.
Because
we about the people. We don't give a fuck what the people do, but what you do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like, what type of person are you? Because you go sell more shirts because of the person you are than because you have shirts, right?
You know what I'm saying, or fashion.
I don't want to say shirts. I don't want to.
I definitely take pride in that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I'm fucking with this hat, though. I just was telling myself I needed it. Like earlier today, I'm like, damn, I don't even.
What kind of hat is that?
Huh? That's a trucker hat. See, I wasn't no retail nigga. Y'all bounced me up out of there early. You know what I'm saying? Niggas conspired against me and got me the fuck up out of there. Yeah,
you're because of me. What are you talking about?
Then I shattered that record, and now you took that person
to be broken.
Yeah. Nobody gonna break my shit though. It's over. It's over.
Whatever.
None. One before me, none after me.
You
know what I'm saying? The one.
Yeah.
So it's one page on history with my name, and that's it.
Yeah, for sure. Them niggas bounced me the fuck up out of there. Them niggas conspired against me. I'm thinking I'm moving up. They called me in the office with a pink slip. I'm thinking they called me in this bitch for a transfer. They like, hey, nigga, you working tomorrow? I'm like, hell yeah. I think I am not here. Gotta keep it going. And then two of my mans in the office looking at me like, and that might not be necessarily what happened, but that's the story I'm gonna tell.
That's how it came out to me.
Yeah, that's how it looked to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm Antoine.
I'm Antoine.
I want for my brother what I want for myself.